5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You know what you don't do is listen.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Well, not to you.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, nice to have your company, and I'll tell you why. Because Bill and I are frighteningly entertaining. So yep. For the next hour, you're going to be entertained pretty much while you listen, Everyone does. Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles is going to join us. Very, very good young player, this one. And I understand he's got the brazen bits about being left out of the under-22 team. So we'll get to that with him. Good. Fatty, not happy. And also later in the show, we'll tell you how you can win a truck, which we were going to do last week.
We didn't. Yeah.
So
what kind
this
of
week
truck?
We will.
What kind of truck, Jim?
It's one of those ones with a tray at the back and four wheels.
Four.
That's it.
It's a Hino.
It's a Hino, and we'll get to how we do that later. Hello to you, Willis.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you and the listeners. And started off a beautiful day down here, and then Cyclone Windy come through, and it's got very blowy.
Cyclone Windy.
Yes, Jim, it's got very blowy and yucky. I tell you what I did today before I go to young Ryan Warren from Narry. Warren.
Yes.
I went to the dentist.
Did you?
Jim.
How do you do that in lockdown?
Well, we've open here, Jim.
Oh, you can go to a dentist.
We haven't got the ring of steel.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
So I went to the dentist today. Can you believe I had an appointment yesterday and I missed it? I had one appointment for the whole week
whole
in my
week.
Diary.
And you didn't attend it.
I missed it yesterday, so I went today.
Yes.
But I tell you what is a little alarming.
What?
When they want to take an x-ray of your chompers, right, you're lying back on the couch.
Yes.
They put a bulletproof vest on you.
Oh, no.
And then they sprint out of the room like a bomb's about to go off, and they click the x-ray. It's just weird, isn't it?
Well,
it is really weird.
That's an x-ray, but yeah, it is a bit weird.
But it's funny how they all bolt out and get out the door and shut the door and take the picture.
That's weird.
Yeah. Have you come through it okay? Or?
Oh, yeah. But never seen a better set of chomp, chomp, chomp. G'day, Rebsy.
Did you get a dusting? Did you get
got
them
a
whitened?
Little. No, well, I have a problem there, Jim, because one of them's fake. And so I'd have these beautiful white teeth and then one would be
yellow. In the middle there. Right, okay. Well, you better not have a dusting then, chomper style.
No, and unlike our good friend, Tony Jones.
Hello to you, Rabbit.
Hello, Rabbit.
During NASA's 135 space shuttle missions, shuttles landed in California, New Mexico, and which other state?
Now, Rabs, you can't keep playing that because that's not fair.
What do you mean?
It's not fair on Anthony William, old Ben Brownless.
How's it not fair?
Because that didn't actually happen like that. That's,
right.
What do you call it when you take something from there and put it
unfair
in there?
Unfair edit.
Unfair
edit. Righto, old Ben's Brownless, September Ben's.
Exactly, that is unfair edit.
Now, Fat.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of things I want to go with off the top before you start your rap. All right?
Get off your chest.
Firstly,
as I say,
we're hearing, it hasn't been confirmed, but we're hearing that Tom Hardy is going to be the next 007.
Ooh.
That is good news. Tom Hardy, Mad Max, Dark Knight Rises, Venom, Legend. Mm. Might be my favourite actor in the world, Tom Hardy.
Give me a look at
him. So if he is the new 007, double thumbs up, I say.
Secondly, you like that. Right.
Secondly, Fat.
Yeah.
And this I'm aiming at you.
Oh.
In a good way, all right?
Yes.
We as an industry in the AFL are way too forgiving on set shot misses.
Yes.
Like, I mean way too forgiving. Like
well,
the other Thursday night, North Melbourne, West Coast. North Melbourne missed four set shots inside 25 metres. Four of them.
Yes.
Now, it was an 18-point game. Didn't matter. They're finishing 17th anyway. But then Bailey Fritch, Saturday night, twice in the first 10 minutes of that game, set shots within 25, 30 metres, missed them both. Fat, if we're watching a USPGA golf tournament, that's the equivalent of a 2 or 3 foot putt being missed regularly.
Mm.
Now, if
Which
that
doesn't
happens,
happen.
Of course it doesn't happen. But if it does happen, the commentators turn around and go, whoever that player is needs to tidy that up or they won't be out here much longer. Because that's not acceptable at this level. But in footy, we put up with it.
the players put up with it. And you know what really craps me? Well, of course they do. But when the players miss it, Fat, there's no sign of remorse on their face. They're not disappointed at having missed it. They just look around with this blank stare and then go and fill their hole in the bloody kick-out grid.
Yeah, look to where they've got to run to. Yeah.
I tell you, we are way too forgiving on it, Fat. It is nowhere near good enough.
You know what, Jim? That's a very good point. And it's something that hasn't improved in our game for 100...
It's got worse, I reckon.
Exactly. Well, Thomas John Hawkins...
Yes.
...who won the Coleman...
Yep.
...42 goals, 25 behinds... At 62%, Jim. That's, 62.
But that's what you would have kicked out about that.
Nah, a bit more.
Well, there you are. So that's just a good forwards ratio, isn't it? You
well,
know,
that's right.
Back
well,
in the
Charlie
day.
Dixon. Charlie Dixon, 32 goals at 60%. And Jack Gunston, who's a very good kick, he went at 59%. So that's down.
Yes.
That is down, Jim.
Well, anyway, it's something in our game that I just think we are... way too accepting of.
Yeah.
Rather than making a point of pointing it out and saying, listen, young man, if you're going to make a career out of being a forward in this comp, you must kick them.
I reckon Sydney had a couple on the weekend where if they would have kicked it, you don't know if the Cats
you
could
win
have
the game.
Come back.
Yeah, that's right. I know it is, but we just, missed it. You know, we get on with it.
Right.
We're too accepting, Fat.
I agree. For once, I suppose, once in 10 years, I agree with you.
All right, what else is in
James?
The wrap, please?
Well, there's 10 teams on the Mad Monday or Mad Tuesday or whatever it may be. 8 left, Jim. Some great games in there. I like Port Adelaide, Geelong, Port were very good last night. That is a good game. Brisbane, Richmond is a good game, Jim. West Coast, Collingwood. Haven't there been some great finals between these two teams?
I reckon Brisbane have drawn the toughest, the finish, you know, with a double chance and a home final. They've drawn the toughest final of the lot.
And then the other one, the other elimination final, St Kilda Western Bulldogs. I like that too, Jimmy boy. So
what else, please? Hey,
good game of footy last night. I enjoyed that. And guess who got the 3 votes? Collingwood, Port Adelaide.
I can't believe it.
Oh, Puddin' Guts.
Old fat ass.
Well, Jim, don't he'll hear this, he'll hear, because he hears everything, does
what
Tommy.
How does he hear it all?
Well,
The Rock.
There he is. No, that's not him. It's but Tom Rockcliffe, well done to you, mate. A really good game.
Footy. He had a best on a couple of weeks ago.
I know, he's going. Well, since he got dropped, he got a rocket, and it's been good for him. So well done, Rock. He's one of our favourites. We do like him, Jim. And it's Port Adelaide's first minor premiership since 2004. So well done to Port Adelaide.
Yes. No, they've been great. Top of the ladder from the first week of the season. So well done.
Also, do you know the Gold Coast video that came out of Stewie Jew having a little snake's hiss?
Mm.
Well, that was 2 years ago, Jim.
Yep.
2 years ago.
And released by a disgruntled person who's been let go by the organisation, which is very poor.
Very, very poor, my friend. And they both donated, well, him and Haynes, John Haynes, the footy manager, have donated $5,000 to AFL Cape York House support. So we move on from that. That's happened. That's been done now. Also, Carlton. Bit going on with Carlton. They've signed 10 players today, Jim, including Lockie Plowman, Marchbank, Ed Curno, Levi Casbolt, Mark Murphy going around for another year. They delisted 4, including Darcy Lang, who I reckon has been delisted twice now, Ben Silvani, Hugh Goddard, and Finbar O'Dwyer. Guess where Finbar O'Dwyer is from, Jim? Where?
The Solomon Islands?
No, Yarrawonga. He is from Yarrawonga, Finbar.
Are you surprised only 4 were delisted, given another disappointing Carlton season on the back of about 6 in a row?
They did have a disappointing year. They started okay, they were looking okay, maybe finals, and they've dropped right off. So I reckon there might be some more, to be honest. There'd have to be, I think. And just a bit of... Oh, Zach Williams is the other one who looks like he might be going there, Jim.
The
going
Blues,
to Carlton.
Saw that,
He's
good player,
Blues.
Zach Williams.
He's a very good player. Just the top 10 draft picks, Jim. I've been working them out.
Have you?
This is how it goes.
Right.
You write this down, kiddies in the car. Adelaide 1, North Melbourne 2, Sydney 3, Hawthorn 4, Suns 5, Essendon 6, Carlton 7, Adelaide again at 8. So they got 1 and 8. North Melbourne at 9, so North Melbourne have got 2 and 9, and then Geelong at 10.
So
that's good.
Pretty much what was in the paper yesterday.
Yeah. No, I just found that today.
Did you?
Yep. And the IPL is on over there in Dubai or somewhere, yep, isn't
United
it?
United Arab Emirates.
That's why I said Dubai. And some concern for Steve Smith. Yes. Do you know anything more here? Because
well,
he is over there.
The same concussion, Bill, that he had prior to the one-day series in England. So they're working through that with him. But also Mitch Marsh rolling an ankle badly.
Yeah. Well, guess who we got on tomorrow?
JL.
Justin Langer, the coach. We'll ask him all those.
All right. And I'll also be asking him about whether his behaviour's improved in the 35 years I've had to put up with him. I doubt very much it has, Fat.
When he took those blokes on, he's going to karate chop
them. The bloody Navy SEALs with his shoes off, thinking he could do the bloody stupid karate moves. But I had to wait in and sort it out. No, not for the first time.
Hang on, Jim. Hang on.
What?
Breaking news, my friend. Breaking news with the times and the dates of the first round of finals.
Phil, at 6 o'clock, that came out at 2:30.
Yes, I know, but I'm just breaking it now. Right. I just had to break into the program, into the original program.
All right,
Jim,
give it to us.
Righto.
Thursday night.
Thursday night, 1st of October, qualifying final one, Port Adelaide v Geelong, of course at Adelaide Oval, at 7:40 on the Thursday.
Good start. Friday night,
qualifying final two, Brisbane, Richmond at the Gabba, of course, 7:50 Friday night.
All right, Saturday afternoon.
Well, elimination final two, St Kilda versus Western Bulldogs at the Gabba.
Gabba.
There was some talk it might be in Adelaide. At the Gabba at 4:40.
Oh, and then there, Saturday night.
Saturday night at 8:10, West Coast Eagles v Collingwood at Optus Oval. Hey,
speaking of that game, well done, Fat. Speaking of that game, we speak to next Oscar Allen, the big power junior young forward who's going to be playing for West Coast Saturday night in a couple of weeks.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
Little clearing pick. Oh, wow.
Jeez. Oscar Allen has taken the mark of the year in terms of courage.
Yep. Front and centre, Allen, the snap is good. Oscar Allen's got thrice. And I believe this is the future of the joint, Fat. Yep. Get around him. I'd see, Fats, how ahead of the game I was, Fat. That was in Oscar's first game. I already declared he was the future, and it's exactly what he is. He joins us now, Oscar Allen from the West. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you going?
We're going beautifully. Now, you're back, of course, from Queensland. What does lead up, of course, to the Collingwood final? What does it look like? Have you got to go back and bloody isolate, or what do you need to do?
Yeah, we're in home quarantine at the moment, so we'll be doing that for the next 2 weeks. Thankfully, the government's given us an exemption to go out and train, so we go in and train but have to be home all other times. So it's interesting, but the second time we've done it this year, so we know... We knew what we were expecting coming home.
How many do you expect to be at the final, mate, the first final against Collingwood?
There'll be 35,000 there, great showing and looking forward to getting out in front of them all.
Hey, tell us about yourself, Oscar. Grew up in Whitford, wherever that is, in obviously Perth. You're a local boy, West Perth boy. And who did you barrack for?
Barracked for the Eagles growing up. So always was an Eagles family. As I'm sure you guys know, WA is mostly obviously Eagles and Dockers, but I like to say it's an Eagles state. So it was always the side that I grew up supporting.
And you went 21 in the draft. Were you always confident you'd go to the club you grew up supporting? Was there interest from Melbourne clubs? What else was going on around there?
Yeah, there was obviously going into the draft. There's a bit of interest from most clubs. I think the Eagles had pick 13 and... They picked someone else with that pick, Jared Brander, and I thought I probably was going to be off. And I was at the draft in Sydney, and mum and dad, a couple of tears, and they were a bit worried. But thankfully, I was no good to go early enough, so I kept on sliding and managed to be there by pick 21, and the rest is history, I suppose.
And had a good, you didn't play state footy, but you did represent Victoria, so West Australia late. You used to play in the ruck, down back, up forward, and they even named you the package back then.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I got stitched up with that nickname, but I think it was actually mostly because my Colt side was shocking. So if we were playing a good team, I'd play down back, and if we were playing a side where we might go all right, I'd play up forward, so... Just played a little bit of everywhere on my junior footy.
And did Bill say the West Perth Football Club in the Waffle?
Yes.
How did you not end up at the only club that matters in Perth, that being the Claremont Football Club?
Yeah, well, as you said, they're actually into the Waffle Grand Final in a couple of weeks. Had a big win on the weekend.
Yes.
But, no, I've never had anything to do with Claremont. I played, obviously played at West Perth, then went to East Perth, and now had our own waffle side last year. So I've been a part of a couple of different waffle programs, but haven't graced Claremont Tigers.
Don't reckon you'll be playing any more waffle footy, by the way. I think you've probably just about had enough of that. How do you go fitting into the forward line there with the West Coast Eagles? Because you've got the great Josh Kennedy, and great is a word we splash around too often, Fat, but he is a great of the game. I love the way he goes about it. And then you got Darling, of course, and Flying Ryan. So how does it work with you?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we've got a number of guys who are really talented. So I suppose it's kind of working around them. Obviously, JK has been amazing at what he's done for 10-odd years, and JD is probably entering his prime in 2018. Before he hurt his ankle, he was almost the best player in the competition for a couple of weeks there. So kind of feeling a role around them and just waiting my time, I suppose.
All right, mate, we're going to just take a little break with you because Fat
Jim
reckons he gets the best mail on all the guests that come on this show.
Oh,
he
I
thinks
can't
he's
wait.
Filled right up here, so stick around. We'll get to that next.
From the West Coast Eagles, Oscar Allen joins us.
Oh, yes, indeed. And great to have him on the Rush Hour, the boy from Perth who grew up there barracking for the West Coast Eagles. But I do have some good stuff that has been handed to me, Oskie.
Righto.
All right, now.
For me.
At any stage, you can pull me up and say, no, that is not true, okay? But I have heard, it's come back to me down in Geelong, that you are not happy, Jan, that you didn't make the under-22 side that has just been announced. The term was that you are spitting chips.
Ah, good to see a couple of the boys have stitched me up. they came me out this morning, and I'll tell you what, I wasn't informed. I was told by everyone else on the side that I was no good and not good enough to make the side. So that was a different way to start the day, but we'll get with it.
Well, let's have a look, Jim. There's Maxie King at full forward.
No.
Norton at centre forward.
No.
Ben King on the bench. No. And yeah, didn't make it. Anyway, don't worry, Os, we'll move on. Also, apparently you can't wait for Josh Kennedy, the superstar that everyone loves. You can't wait until he retires, until he hangs up his boots, because you will then be the big dog.
That's not too bad, actually. I love him. I said the best thing about JK is the other teams always put their attention towards him, so I can generally get the second or third, most likely third or fourth best defender. So he's helped me get a game at the moment.
All right, this is good mail you're getting, Fat. Right, I keep going.
That's what I used to do with Ablett, Oscar. Don't worry about it. And the next one is, you reckon that you should have gone number one, but the stress fractures in your foot held you back.
Yeah, a little bit of mail on it, but at the time, I thought I was going to go a little bit higher.
Right. Even quoted as saying, the biggest slider in the history of the draft.
I reckon some other boy, Gary Ablett in the 50s, Dane Swan in the 50s, they might have something else to say about that.
Jim, the biggest slider in the history
That's
of
what
the
I
AFL.
Heard you say. Yeah. That's what I heard you say. What else have we got?
Do you call yourself the Big O?
Yeah, it was a nickname given to me, but Oscar McInerney in Brisbane.
Yes.
Larger than me, so I've coined the middle size O.
And apparently you moved out of home. You just wanted to get out of home. But you're a mummy's boy. You're out only for 3 months, and you couldn't wait to get back home, so you have moved back in with the family again.
Yep. There's no mail on that. That's I couldn't do it cooking and cleaning for myself, so went back home.
Hey, Bill, that's good mail.
Good mail, Jim.
I don't know how you get your tentacles out that far, because normally if it's not from Geelong or North Melbourne, Bill's mail drops right off. But now, Oscar, we always ask the hard questions here on the Rush Hour.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the photo I've got here of Lorna.
Yeah, Jim.
Now, she is too... Well, Oscar, she's too good for you, mate.
Too good for you.
How the hell have you managed to latch onto Lorna?
Yeah, got a little bit lucky, I think. I'm not quite sure how I've done it, but I'm holding on for dear life, see how far I can ride it for.
Is she a local Whitford's girl, or where's she from?
Yeah, she's local. She's from Karen up, so just around the corner from where I live.
You know, of course, Oscar. Now, this goes without saying, but sometimes I need to educate the young people, Fat. Yeah. You know what the in those western northern suburbs of Perth, you're aware of the extraordinary legacy of the Brayshaw family, Oscar?
Shut up.
Yeah, Hamish doesn't...
Hamish.
Mate, he's at the bottom rung of it all, by the way.
Yeah.
Well yeah. What about... Yeah, he's two brothers, Oscar's two brothers. One of them is a lacrosse player, Jim, and yes. won a bronze medal for Australia in the World Lacrosse Championships. That's a good effort.
Yeah, that's true. That was in 2010. He went to Manchester and won a bronze medal for the country. So he's got probably a bit more achievements on his resume than me at this stage. But then again, it is also lacrosse. So
very good. And the other brother, Angus, plays for West Perth Reserves. Jim, you might have played against him when you played reserves at Claremont.
No, he's a bit younger than me. Only a touch younger, Fat, but a little bit younger.
But you only played reserves.
How's he going, the young fella? What age is he, Oscar?
Angus?
18 months older than me, so he's 23, sorry. But he actually went and played country footies in Cervantes.
Oh, really?
Country footy team in WA and won a country footy premiership and won the Brownlow for that competition as well. So he's a good footballer himself.
Beautiful. Nice. And you went over with some of the young boys from the West Coast Eagles. I know a bit about this because of Hamish, to Cambodia and built houses for local villagers. That must have been amazing.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. The best trip I've gone on. Was pretty eye-opening and I found a lot about an interesting country where I knew nothing that was going on at the time. But, yeah, really interesting to be educated about the whole issues going on there.
Hey, all right, we need to let you get focused on this big final, but, geez, you must be pinching yourself. Collingwood, great club to play a final against. There'll be a big house at Optus Stadium. How are you feeling going into that?
Yeah, looking forward to it. This will be my first final. I haven't played a final yet. In round 23 last year and the year before, I was dropped after both of them. So hopefully I've done enough to hold my spot this year. Looking forward to it. And in all seriousness, we know what Collingwood bring. They're a quality side, so we're going to need to be at our best.
And has Lorna finished her pharmaceutical degree yet?
Enough.
She's working through it at the moment. Almost finished her undergraduate, but I'll keep you up to date with that. She's just applying for her master's now.
Righto.
Oscar, keep Bill a mile away. As far away as possible.
Oh,
we're just dropping out there.
Tell you what, Jim. Speaking to the biggest slider in the history of the AFL draft, that is fantastic, Oscar Allen. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, well done, mate. Good luck, big game.
No worries. Thanks very much, guys. Cheers.
See you, mate.
It's a Rush Hour on Triple M.
The Rush Hour's Clangers of the Week.
Oh boy, wowee.
Who covers clangers? Amy does.
Lucky you're with Amy.
That's the only thing probably they're hoping for tonight, but that's about all I've got.
Martin Orr wobbles off the side of his boot. He never makes a mistake, this fella, and he's kicked it out on the full. He was looking for Rioli.
You've given me reason, though, to ask subsequent questions about Eddie Betts right now, though.
I've given you reasons.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doop.
He's finished with whoop-de-doop.
O'Brien, inside board 50. Gunson's out the back. He's dropped the dribbler.
Anyway, we're underway here in the second corner. Siren has sounded and we've gone.
I don't know if we are, Cop.
Or was that the
first
quarter?
No, that's just a bit of a replay.
Come on, Brian! Brian was supposed to go.
Luke Darcy. He did a dart.
Go again, Brian. We're on.
I think that could be the Boss Jules.
Could be the Amy Clanger of
the year.
That is right, Duck. That was the Amy Clanger of the Year from Bristol calling a replay on Saturday. Thanks, Amy, for covering all the clangers this year on Triple M Footy. The finals will start next week, next Thursday, October 1. But right here, right now on the Rush Hour, Bill's joke up next. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Justin Langer to join us tomorrow, by the way. Can't wait to speak to him. But thanks to the team at Hino. We are giving away a brand new Hino 300 series tipper truck, Fat.
Just not the tipper truck, Jim. It's 12 months rego, 12 month third party insurance, stamp duty, state of the art technology, cruise control, reverse camera, sat nav, 3 years or 100,000K warranty, Jim. Guess how much it's valued at, by the way?
Well, for a start, you only need a car license to drive it, so it's the perfect addition for any business or trade valued at
$56,000.
All right, to win, head to triplem.com.au and tell us something you need to dump.
Cool.
I could win this myself. I could get rid of my co-host.
No, you can't.
It could be something you saw during the footy, something you just need to get off your chest. We're talking about the new Hino 300 series, built for safety, ready for anything. That's the Hino Advantage, Fat. And don't say we don't give away the best stuff on radio, because we do.
Well, Jim, that's a $56,000 truck we're going to give away.
All right. Triplem.com.au. Tell us something you need to dump. All right. So, Justin Langer.
I've just got to go now.
No, Fat. It's too late in the day for you. You're a 10 o'clock operator. All right. Time for a joke. Now, yesterday was appalling.
Yeah,
so
great.
So, something better today than yesterday.
Okay.
Here we go.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Let's go two from two, Bill. Come on.
Oh, no.
A bloke was walking along, Jim, just minding his own business, and he spots a sign outside a house that reads, "Talking dog for sale."
Yes.
He thinks to himself, he's intrigued. He walks in, Jim.
Yes.
"So what have you done with your life?" he asks the dog, if you don't mind, Jim.
Yes.
And the dog says, I've lived a very full life. I've lived in the Alps, rescuing avalanche victims. Ooh. I serve my country in Iraq, and now I spend my days reading the residents of a retirement home stories.
Yes.
The guy, can you believe it, Jim, is flabbergasted.
He would have been.
He asked the dog's owner, why on earth would you want to get rid of an incredible dog like that?
Mm-hmm.
The owner looks over and he says, because he's a bullshitter. He's never done any of that stuff. Jim. He's a lying dog, Jim. But he can talk. That's
Bill. We know the funny bit of the story. You know. We get the joke bit.
Jim, he's a talking dog.
He's a liar.
He's a liar.
Dog's a liar.
He's
making stuff up.
He's making it up, Jim. Oh, that's good, Bill. I'm back.
Gee, thanks a lot.
No more of that stuff, Rab.
Done any of that stuff.
He's a bullshitter, dude.